953 nursing homes, and the average score was just under 86.
Now, that means you have some of these nursing homes got very high scores in the 90s.
Correct. Yeah, 25 facilities scored about 94 or better.
And then you also, though, have several facilities. I was leafing through the numbers, and you've got some of them there even in the low 70s.
Correct. And we really want to have family members tell facilities why they scored lower. And we've encouraged facilities to meet with family members and say, okay, you rated us low on this particular item. Tell us why. What can we do to improve?
Now, these ratings are pretty subjective. They're basically just how families have graded these facilities. But your department, you have information about each facility that's even more fact-driven. People can see what kind of staffing level a particular nursing home has and what kind of health or safety problems have been spotted by state inspectors.
That's correct. Our long-term care consumer guide has a wealth of information in addition to the satisfaction survey results. Including the regulatory information. We update that information weekly from the health department based on their annual surveys and their complaint surveys. And then if someone calls a long-term care ombudsman program, we can also walk through facilities with them and let them know the kinds of verified complaints that we've received.
This may be kind of a tough question. I want to put you on the spot a little bit here. What do you think is a more accurate view of a nursing home? Is it the ranking it's gotten from family members in this subjective satisfaction survey, or is it more the picture that's painted by these state inspections?
Well, I'm not going to give you a direct answer to that question, Bill, because I really think that it's a combination. Let's say a resident, potential resident of a nursing home has mobility difficulties. Let's say they have to use a wheelchair all the time or spend a lot of time in bed because of health reasons. That family is going to care more about the facility's quality measures on pressure sores, for example, and probably less about activities. So it really depends on the individual needs of the person that is responding to the survey, as well as what kind of care they're looking for their family member.
You've been Ohio's ombudswoman on long-term care for a few years now. Do you sense nursing homes in Ohio overall, are they getting better or worse?
Oh, that is a tough question. I think that we've been really trying to get nursing homes to focus more on person-centered care, and I think we're making some good progress. I mean, one way to look at these results is maybe families are expecting more. Maybe, you know, our message has been consistently for the past probably 6 years to expect excellence. And when facilities really step up and provide more individualized person-centered care, and then the families do expect more and residents expect more, then, you know, when they're asked questions, they might be tougher on them.